Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. We're looking at this episode when the Jews sent the Pharisees and the Herodians to test, to try to trap Jesus about this question about paying taxes and so on. And so I want to look now at this question of motive and method. Verses 13 and 14 of chapter 12 of Mark. Later they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to try to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth." And so on. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? The motive and the method. What is the motive here? Here are these Pharisees and Herodians coming to Jesus, asking him questions. Now, what's the motive? They want to learn, do they? No. They want to be helped, do they? No, not a bit of it. They're looking for information. They're looking for guidance. No, no. It's a trap. That's their motive. It's to get him to put his foot in it. However he answers this question, he will upset one of the parties, the Pharisees or the Herodians. And, of course, he had put himself wrong with the authorities. And this is the Jewish plan. The Jews are pulling the strings behind these Pharisees and Herodians. And Satan's in it all, of course. And what's the end, or the intended end? It's the killing, the annihilation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not sincere. Their heart is all wrong. The motive here is very clear. And what method do they employ? Well, it's quite clear. It's flattery. Flattery. They're baiting the trap. It's a trick. They're smearing honey over the trap. They're using guile. Their words are all, I'll put it in inverted commas, their words are all good. Yeah, lovely words. Look at them. They came to him and said, "Teacher." Now, that's a lovely word. "We know you're a man of integrity." What a lovely thing to say. "You're a man of integrity. We can trust you. You aren't swayed by men. You aren't a personality hunter and seeker. You aren't worried about men's status and class and all that kind of thing. No, you're a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men. Because you don't pay no attention to who they are. You're not flattered out of it. You're not twisted by all these personalities. You pay no attention to who they are. You teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You're a man of truth. You're a man of integrity. You're a teacher. We know that. We're persuaded of it. You're not swayed. You're not a politician. You're not like the religious people. You're a man unswayed. You're a man of integrity. You're a man we can trust. You teach the way of God. You teach it in truth. You don't play to the gallery." Well, they're flattering here. It reminds me of Disraeli and his approach, the Prime Minister in Victoria's Day, Queen Victoria's Day. He knew she needed to be flattered. And his policy was, I think he was quite open about it, "I lay it on with a trowel." He laid it on with a trowel. And they're doing it here. They're fawning on him. They're flattering him. And they're leading him to the place where they want a simplistic answer, yes or no. They're not honest, true, faithful men. I looked up the word flattery and lying lips. I suggest you do the same. Look it up in a concordance or a search engine. See how many times flattery is spoken against, lying lips. There's one case in particular that's most interesting, 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 to 6. Paul says, "In our preaching of the gospel, we are honest. We don't use flattery. We don't try to deceive men. We don't try to butter them up." You know, about the Trojan horse, that's where the phrase comes from, "Beware of Greeks bearing gifts." Offering gifts. Beware of flattery. Flattery is more powerful than persecution. Do I flatter? Am I swayed by flattery? These are searching questions coming out of this episode. Preachers are not to make hearers feel good about themselves. Now, here is a very serious point which I haven't time to develop, but I have developed it in the past in book and discourse. I believe today there is too much of what amounts to flattery, making men feel good about things. No, we don't soften up men by flattery. We don't use flattery. We don't use lying lips. Christ never did. He always spelled the truth out, confronted men with the truth. And I believe the apostles, I believe the prophets did. I believe that's how the Bible approaches men. I believe it's Satan's device to use flattery and fawning and these clever methods to get to people and to sway them and to lead them into terrible positions. Christ is under attack here. Of course, he comes through supremely. But note the attack. Learn from it. Beware of being taken in by a brother, sister. Beware of doing it. An unbeliever. Satan will flatter you out of the everlasting kingdom. He will. He'll flatter you. He'll make you feel good in some way or another. And you will lose all because you believed his blandishments. I warn you of it. May God give us clean hearts and clear eyes in this matter. Amen.